This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, how close is mob life in The Sopranos to mob life in the actual mob? First, though, tales of murder and mayhem right here in the City of Angels at the Men's Central Jail in the heart of downtown Los Angeles. In the last 7 months, 5 men have been killed there. The spike in homicides caught the attention of some state lawmakers. They are meeting today with local officials. From member station KPCC in Los Angeles, Rachel Myra reports.
In the most recent incident, homicide investigators say the alleged killer wandered the halls for 5 hours before finding and strangling Raul Tinajero, the chief witness against him in another murder case. Once again, the man in charge of the Men's Central Jail, Sheriff Lee Baca, found himself on the defensive against angry L.A. County supervisors. Supervisor Gloria Molina grilled him here at a recent board meeting.
You tell me you fixed it and that you're going to fix it.
Of course.
But the Tinajero case clearly states that you didn't fix it. I just stated to you,
let me tell you
that if you would have followed through...
Then we'd have no murder? Is that what you're saying?
To counter the criticism, Sheriff Baca opened the jail doors to the media last week. His plea at the press conference that kicked off the tour, more money to pay for more deputies. Budget cuts in the last 2 years have resulted in a 25% cut in staff. Now about 100 people watch over more than 6,000 men.
We don't have enough personnel. I mean, if you have 60 inmates and one officer, you don't have the kind of security that you want to have. It's just as simple as that.
Critics, including some on the Board of Supervisors, wonder openly whether the sheriff is doing all he can. Strained resources aside, they ask, is it too much to expect guards to check in on inmates, say, at least once an hour? The tour, which took reporters to each spot where an inmate died recently, seemed designed to demonstrate it's not so easy to tell when something's gone wrong.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we've now arrived to Men's Central Jail. If you would step right on in.
Deputy Sheriff Robert Campa is our tour guide for this trip into the jail. There's a dank quality to the air in this facility, which opened in 1963. The atmosphere evokes public high schools, albeit with a nightmarish cast. The fluorescent-lit hallways are packed with prisoners. As the tour passes, inmates are ordered to turn to the wall. Deputy Campa.
Individuals are going to be boisterous. A lot of them are releasing their tensions, their emotions, and so forth. So really, that's not too unusual. But when they see newcomers, right away, they'll act like that.
In recent months, to relieve overcrowding, the jail has been releasing nonviolent misdemeanor offenders after they serve just 10% of their sentences. Staff say that's changing the demographics of the jail population. Increasingly, they say this is less a municipal holding pen than it is a subdivision of the state's prison system. Again, Deputy Campbell.
We're dealing now with mostly guys that are coming back from the pen or that have really been inrooted in gangs, that their whole lifestyle is basically to be hostile and to look for the best way how to escape, or shall we say, to create a situation where they can run their drugs here.
In October, homicide investigators say inmate Ki Chul Hong was set upon by Asian gang members. His body showed up in a laundry basket 16 hours later. In December, 2 drunken inmates beat their mentally ill cellmate, Stephen Prendergast, to death for annoying them with his mutterings. Mario Alvarado was killed the same month by a former cellmate. Christopher Fay was stabbed 26 times in a January jail fight. Inmates Joshua Keene and Brian Young, here for commercial burglary and drugs respectively, acknowledge it's a little scary living here.
We have to pretty much stay to our own stuff.
Stay to ourselves.
Yeah, stay to ourselves, kind of be quiet, otherwise you can get yourself in a wreck just by listening to other people's or getting into other people's.
A series of investigations, both internal and external, have been launched to explore the spike in murders. Today, the State Senate Select Committee on California's Correctional System takes a crack at the issue. In the meantime, Sheriff Baca is supporting a half-cent sales tax that would raise money for law enforcement in L.A. County, including his department. Signatures are being collected this month to put the measure on the November ballot. For Day to Day, I'm Rachel Myro in Los Angeles.